Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The NCAA changed the rule 1 year ago today that players were allowed to make money on their name, image, and likeness. And there's a young man that's from the area that smartly and correctly, and we're proud of him, has taken advantage. Let's introduce our universe to Mitchell Pelkey. Mitch, what's going on, man? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I'm fired up. The TI got me pumped up, so I'm ready to go. How are we doing?
We're doing great. I'd like to hear you're fired up. If you can, so we watched your YouTube video today. Andy Ross sent it to me. It's fascinating. Can you give us like the condensed version of kind of you started your YouTube in high school, went to Ohio State to play lacrosse, and kind of everything that happened?
Yeah. So I started my YouTube channel, kind of my social presence, March 5th, 2016. I was a freshman in high school. I started by giving my buddies like busted up haircuts. So I'd get them in the chair, give them haircuts. It obviously wouldn't turn out that good. The viewers loved it, so I kept riding with it. And then through the time, I just continued to bring in new family and new friends and kind of a new genre onto YouTube and brought it to my high school. And I committed to play lacrosse at Ohio State 3 months earlier, October of my freshman year. So then collided both my social presence and lacrosse. And then obviously with NIL passing last year at this time, it's been an awesome ride, and it's been really cool to see the space really change.
What do you think has been like the easiest thing or the most rewarding thing to do with the NIL stuff?
I think it's just been the possibility to meet new people. Like, you know, you're talking. I've had the opportunity to be in contact with IHOP and the Cheesecake Factory and the best lacrosse company in the world, STX, and just meet so many different people and so many big heads at this company. I think it's been the ultimate goal of it all. I think at the end of the day, you know, meeting new people is what life's all about, and obviously the money and the fame is all an aspect of it, but without NIL, we'd never be talking to these million-dollar brands.
It really is cool. When did you – so how do you balance, like – I mean, because you're playing lacrosse.
Lacrosse,
Big Ten lacrosse. Like, it's the real deal, right? Like, you're in the thick of it. D1 – and then you've got this crazy social media presence. How do you balance that stuff?
Yeah, it's tough. I think it's one thing. I give a lot of like pride to myself. I'm very self-disciplined. Like, I wake up at 6 and go on walks. And
take me through your regular day routine.
Yeah. It's my boys at school bust my chops for it because I'm so strict with myself. But, yeah, so I wake up at 6. I go on a morning walk at 6:15. I come back, make breakfast, read while I have my coffee, and then get straight into my workout. It depends on the packet. Obviously, Ohio State gives us a summer plan. So whether that's in the gym lifting or out there running or getting shots up for lacrosse, that'll end. Then I'll go straight into social media for literally the whole day. So that starts probably around noon till like dinner time 6, have dinner with the family. I'm Italian, so family dinners are huge. And then after dinner, have more time to get back on the laptop and dive back into social media. And I think it's big. I think like people think of the final product of the video and everything of it's so cool, but there's so much time behind the scenes that people don't see. But I'm just so passionate about it that I love to do it. And it's hard when, you know, I can't really see my friends and do the whole social aspect of it, but I continue to love to create videos for my following.
How old are you?
21.
Man, I was doing different stuff when I was 21.
But Mitch, I look at it like this. Like, I was a college athlete myself, and I think – people always say, well, you're getting a scholarship, but Think about when you first got there and you couldn't capitalize off your NIL, how much stuff did the school have you doing to promote their stuff? And you wouldn't get paid for it.
That was like a weird time in my life. So, like I said, freshman to senior of high school, did everything. Made money on YouTube, did a couple brand deals, this and that. And then as soon as I got on campus my freshman year at Ohio State, I had to demonetize my videos and I couldn't make any sort of money within social media. And it was hard, too, because I couldn't even film inside the facility, film with my jersey on, film around the guys. I basically had to create videos, but I couldn't show that I was a college lacrosse player or couldn't even talk about it. So it was like tossing somebody a camera and saying, like, go make videos, but you can't show 60% of your life. And that wasn't an Ohio State rule. That was an NCAA rule as a whole. So it was super tough.
Yeah, I mean, that's – did you get wind that the NIL was coming? Like, I watched your video this morning. Everybody check him out. It's at Mitchell Pelke, P-E-H-L-K-E. I mean, dude, you're making real money now. And, like, significant money. When did you realize that this could all kind of happen?
Yeah, so if you date back all the way to 2017, you guys probably heard of him destroying the guy that was a kicker, USCF.
Yep.
He basically had to pick between playing football or running his YouTube channel. And that's what kind of got it sparked in the public and the media. He got on ESPN and all these outlets about that whole process. And I was a sophomore in high school at the time. So I knew then, like, okay, the word's out there, like the fire started, like it's going to get passed while I'm there. And just the time of me leading up to Ohio State, there was always rumors of when it was going to get passed, this and that. COVID obviously slowed the process down a little bit, but I heard probably a month out that it was going to get passed. And I just said, okay, how can I capitalize off this moment? So I have two years left, potentially three with the whole COVID year. Like, how am I going to maximize the opportunity I have? Obviously, being in a great school with a huge brand like Ohio State, how am I going to use that along with my ability to play great lacrosse and create great content? How am I going to use that to make a lot of money?
Well, and
you figured it out.
Yeah. have a lot of your teammates, like, come to you, like, dude, how do we do this?
Honestly, no. I think, like, that's the different part of, like, what I do. Obviously, the five stars in football and basketball, they're going to make their money because they're great athletes, and those sports make a ton of money. But if you're a great lacrosse player, like, there's really only a cap of how much money you can make if you don't create content, because the art of the sport, not a lot of people watch, right? So a couple of people came up to me and just talk about, like, hey, how can I create content in a better way to earn money from different companies or within the platform or the app. But as far as making money just from solely playing your sport, I think lacrosse and other Olympic sports have this problem. It's just, it's tough because obviously more viewers, more money, and lacrosse is in a sport that has that.
Well, Mitchell, know this. If you're giving people ideas, that has value.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, how do I do this? First of all, you need to sign this contract. And I get this percentage of whatever you make.
Yeah. I think that's been the art, too, is, like, trying to figure out how to help people coming up. That's essentially why I made that video yesterday of telling people how much money I've made. And people are like, why would you do that? And I don't think it's not me. It's for the future to come up. It's not, hey, look at these five stars in football and basketball that can make their money. It's, look, everybody can do it. It just got to take more time and effort.
And you got to work. Yeah. I mean, that's what, like, I mean, just, not, obviously we have different platforms, whatever, but, like, people, I get a lot of young people that ask me, like, oh, man, I'd love to do what you do. Like, how'd you do it? And nobody cares about the 2 years I had three jobs and worked at CSN Mid-Atlantic from 10 to 2 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, that part of the story isn't cool.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're saying how you grind out these videos, like, they're really well produced and you have graphics on there. Like, it's I can tell you're putting in real effort. At least you get compensated for it, man. I'm glad that this is happening.
I applaud you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that have helped you along the way, too.
Yeah. No, I got to give a big shout out to Andy Ross, NFL agent, Upper Edge Management. He's definitely helped me, you know, take these small deals and really bring them into huge deals that I really never thought I could reach number and deliverable wise. I think, you know, he's a guy that's really helped me through the process. And just along with, like, growing my team, I think, you know, if you look at anyone that's on social media and they do it just themselves, there's kind of a cap there. Like, if you want to take that next step and continue to grow your channel, you got to hire people. You got to hire editors. You got to hire filmers. And you got to hire agents. And I think the more you can grow your team, the bigger you can get. And that's something I realized here in the past couple months.
That's very cool. I want to ask you a couple questions outside of kind of your YouTube and social media presence, if that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two things. First, I'm a Maryland guy. I'm a Terp alum. I've heard people say that that Maryland team that just won the title is maybe the best ever. You played them at least once, I'm sure, in the conference. But what did you think of that Turtle team?
Yeah, they were obviously a very talented team. One of my best friends, Danny Moltz, actually plays on their team. They're obviously one of the best teams to ever do it, I think. Obviously, you saw the record. They never lost. Actually, the game we played them, you know, total transparently, I thought we were going to win. It was tied up 10-10 going into the fourth, and they scored a couple more goals than we did, and that ended up going their way. So definitely a bite. But at the end of the day, you know, they're a good squad, but I'm fired up for the Buckeyes this year. I don't want to say too much.
Okay, that's fair. And here's the other one. Since you
bulletin board material.
since you play in the Big Ten, what do you think about this expansion with UCLA and USC?
Yeah, I know it's crazy. My all my guys on the squad were talking about it yesterday. We're on the big group chat, and it's really cool. I mean, especially obviously on the football side, it's going to be awesome to watch. It just stinks from a lacrosse standpoint. There's no guys. UCLA and USC lacrosse, so it doesn't really affect us in that way. But I mean, the falls, the boys will be fired up, I can tell you that.
It's crazy. I mean, the fact, here's all I would say to the hypocrisy of the NCAA. The fact that UCLA, Los Angeles, California, is now joining the Big Ten, and you're telling me the kids aren't allowed to make any money?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, get over that crap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be – so they don't have lacrosse programs out there?
Yeah, no. So I think they don't. Like, girls lacrosse is essentially everywhere. But guys lacrosse, like, the furthest west team is, like, Denver, Utah. And besides that, it's all East Coast. And I think it has to do with a little bit of Title IX.
Sure.
With, obviously, girls and guys sports having the same at each school. But, yeah, that's tough. It's, like, the push for West Coast lacrosse at a D1 level has been so huge. And people want it, but I think it's just going to take time and money.
Well, this move may make them do it now.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah.
How many Big Ten teams have lacrosse programs? Ohio State, so right Penn now, State, Michigan?
Yeah, Ohio. Well, you got to say the team up north. We don't say that word.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Ohio State, the team up north, Penn State, Maryland, Rutgers, and Hopkins.
Oh, that's right. Hopkins gets to join lacrosse. That's a wacky, too. You got Johns Hopkins in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
I'd love to see Johns Hopkins play Ohio State in football. How would that go?
Nah, that wouldn't work. Yeah. That wouldn't work. Right
Bunch
there.
Of heart surgeons. Mitch, thank you so much for the time, man. It was really enjoyable to get to speak to you. Congrats on your success.
Much success to you, brother.
And I'm glad. Keep pressing the gas, dude.
No, I just want to say thank you guys for giving me the opportunity. I've been a long-time listener, so I'm just fired up to finally be on here, and I just love what you guys do, and keep up the great work, and thank you again.
All right, man. Thanks appreciate a lot, bud. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a fascinating story.
Hell yeah.
High school kid launches a YouTube channel, starts making a little bit of money, and you can watch the video he posted. He was making like $200.
But you know the one thing that resonates from what he said and what you were saying too? I don't care what you're in, what you're doing, you got to put in the work. And if you're not willing to put in the work, you're not going to be successful no matter what.
Right.
So if all these, like, everybody's trying to tell their kids, go do this, go do this, make sure your kid is going to be dedicated to the craft, whatever it is.
Totally.
Because if you're not, you're wasting your damn time.
Well said there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.